This is VOA News. Your remote, I'm Jeff Custer. The U.S. State Department announced Tuesday U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed to Ukraine amid continued fears that Russia is planning to invade its neighbor. In a statement, a department spokesman said Tuesday the quickly arranged trip has Blinken scheduled to meet Wednesday in Ukraine's capital with President Volodymyr Zelensky and Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba. It said the visit is meant to reinforce the United States' commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. The State Department said Blinken is then scheduled to travel to Berlin Thursday, where he'll meet with German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock to discuss recent diplomatic engagement with Russia and joint efforts to deter further Russian aggression against Ukraine. Blinken's trip follows talks in Europe last week between Russia, U.S., and European officials aimed at settling differences over Ukraine and other security issues. No progress from those talks was reported. Meanwhile, German Foreign Minister Baerbock traveled to Moscow Tuesday, where she met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. In a joint news conference with her Russian counterpart, Baerbock noted the recent buildup of nearly 100,000 Russian military forces on Ukraine's eastern border, saying it's not hard to understand that as a threat. Lavrov countered that NATO troops are conducting exercises and moving troops throughout its member nations as much as it likes. He said, "We don't threaten anyone with anything, but we do hear the threats addressed against us." During the talks last week, Russia demanded guarantees from NATO and its allies that they would not allow Ukraine to join the alliance and would pull back NATO military operations in Eastern Europe, something both U.S. and NATO negotiators rejected. Baerbock acknowledged that stalemate, but added that Germany and other NATO allies were prepared for serious dialogue on mutual agreements on security for everyone in Europe. This is VOA News. Researchers at an Israeli hospital said preliminary findings from a study they've conducted suggested a fourth dose of COVID-19 vaccine does little to stave off infection from the Omicron variant of the virus that causes COVID-19. In the study, Sheba Hospital researchers said they gave a fourth dose of either the Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna vaccines to 274 of its medical workers and found that while the booster increased antibodies, it did not prevent the spread of Omicron. Israel has offered a fourth vaccine dose to people older than 60. The country has been one of the first to vaccinate its population and offer booster shots. Dr. Nachman Ash, director of Israel's health ministry, said the latest information would be considered in deciding whether to widen the booster program to the general population by adding another shot. Mexican officials say a photojournalist who covered gang violence died after being shot in the head outside his home in the northern border city of Tijuana. The Attorney General's Office for Baja California, Tijuana's home state, said officers responding to a 911 call around midday found the body of 49-year-old Margarito Martinez outside his home with a head injury caused by a firearm. Colleagues say Martinez worked for more than a decade in Tijuana for several national and international news outlets covering gang crime and violence that has scarred the city on the U.S.-Mexico border, opposite, just south of San Diego. A fellow journalist said Martinez had been included in a state program aimed at safeguarding the lives of journalists. The reporter, who requested anonymity, said Martinez had recently entered the protection program because he had received threats. Tijuana has become one of Mexico's most violent cities due to conflicts among drug gangs caught in turf wars over trafficking routes. Regional governments and international aid agencies are reporting significant damage to Tonga's main island following last Saturday's undersea volcanic eruption. Officials of the United Nations Humanitarian Agency say several resorts and houses along the western beaches of Tonga Tapu have been destroyed or badly damaged, with the capital of Nuku'alofa covered in ash. Preliminary reports of the aftermath of the disaster began coming in Monday after Australia and New Zealand sent military surveillance flights over the isolated Pacific Island nation. Reports of damage have also come from Tongans using satellite phone service, which has been sporadic due to the ash that continues to cover much of the island. The surveillance flights also detected significant damage on the sparsely populated islands of Mongo and Finoy, home to a combined 105 people. The UN Humanitarian Agency says an active distress beacon has been detected from Mongo. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.